Many of us have seen through social media and various news networks the devastation of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria and the ongoing recovery efforts now. Well, today on the How Very Human Sciences podcast, hear from someone who has been on the front lines in person, and she is a graduate of the College of Human Sciences at Auburn University. A warm welcome to Ada Ruth Huntley. It's so great to catch up with you, Ada Ruth.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, of course. Ada Ruth is a global studies graduate who has dabbled in many areas of human sciences, making her a perfect interview for this podcast. Ada Ruth, I know you will speak to all current students and new graduates with the experiences that you've had already. So let's begin with what you're doing now, less than 2 years out of Auburn University. Can you even believe that?
No, I can. It feels like yesterday and it feels like 10 years ago at the same time.
I understand. Yes.
But it has been quite a fun journey since leaving Auburn. Graduated in the summer of 2021. And then following my time at Auburn, I actually studied in a culinary program with the Culinary Institute of America. I was at their campus in Napa, California, where I was a part of the Accelerated Culinary Arts Program, which is a graduate level certification program for students interested in culinary arts. So I spent about 9 months in California participating in that program. It was a life-changing experience. I knew I wanted to be near food and work with food, particularly on the food insecurity side of things, which was my minor. I'm in human sciences, but I was really trying to identify what that looked like for me. And after being in school, while I loved that experience, realized that, you know, being in the kitchen may not be where I could best give back to the community. And so, you know, started to evaluate opportunities following graduation, looking for things where I could be what I like to call food adjacent. So maybe not in the kitchen, but still impacting people through food. And insert World Central Kitchen. We are a global nonprofit focused on bringing hot, fresh meals to communities that have been impacted by humanitarian or natural crises around the world. And it's been a perfect fit for me to combine all of my interests and my background in global studies and interest in food insecurity, but also bring in some of that culinary experience as well. So I started working for them in May of 2022, so coming up on a year, and I serve as a data quality analyst associate. So I get to support teams remotely that are, you know, conducting data creation and reporting our meals back so we can generate those numbers and reports for donors and people engaged in our work, but also allow us to be able to make real-time decisions. So that's what I've been up to. So I moved to California, came back. So I'm back in the great state of Alabama and I'm working this job remotely.
Right. And what a powerful intersection of all your experience, having gone off to culinary degree as well, and now with the World Central Kitchen that's all about nourishing people at their darkest hour, really. And you spent, Ada Ruth, 2 weeks in earthquake-ravaged Turkey just last month. Tell us about the day, Ada Ruth, that you learned you would join, actually go there to the relief efforts, and explain the emotions wrapped around something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. So given the nature of my role, a lot of what I do is provide remote support. So I'm not always the first person on the front lines or the first person that they call to go. So when my boss reached out to me and she was like, hey, can I give you a call? I actually kind of joked. And I was like, oh, haha, what if she asked me to go to Turkey?
Right.
And then she asked me to go to Turkey. And, you know, there's a lot of emotions tied up in that. Of course, I was really excited to get to experience a new country and a new culture and, you know, get to give back to the folks over there. But also there was a lot of nerves, just there was a lot of unknowns. You know, you don't know what you're going to see. You don't know what you're going to hear. You don't even know the own circumstances that you'll be in when you're in a disaster zone. But I felt really at peace knowing that the folks that I was going to be there with are pros and have done this a million times in a million different circumstances. So I knew I was just going to be safe and taken care of and all the things.
Right.
And I was also just really honored to be a part of such a big effort to help provide meals to folks that needed it most.
I can imagine that. So many people want to help and they don't know how. So here you are, you're getting to go and be at ground level with World Central Kitchen, also known as WCK, in case we refer to it that way during this interview. So you hit the ground in Turkey, Ada Ruth. Tell us, what did you see?
So because of the nature of my role, I do have to be near reliable Wi-Fi. So I spent a good point of my time at our HQs, which was at first in Adana, Turkey, and then moved to Gaziantep during my time that I was there. Okay. So I really got to focus on what I was hearing, because people would come in and out. They would go out in the field and they would come back, and I would hear story after story of people so grateful for the meals that we were providing and so grateful that they were being thought of and they were being taken care of. And it was just such a great reminder that in the work that we do, a plate of food is not always just a plate of food. And while it's right. nourishing and a need, it's also hope and a point of dignity and, you know, provides comfort to people and reminds them that they are being thought of and people want to take care of them. So it was really amazing to get to hear those stories as people were going out and coming back in. But also I got to witness what I like to call some of the best showing of humanity. Even though I was, you know, a lot of the time at the hotel, I was seeing people, you know, making sure that tents got to folks, making sure that paella pans got where they needed to be, sending branding out to restaurants and all of the different things that happened behind the scenes of the feeding. And it was such a great display of, you know, regardless of race, religion, background, even nationality, because we went into a country where we didn't know many folks, you know, just at the soul, we wanted to be there because they're human beings and we want to be good global citizens and be good neighbors and stewards of the world around us. And I just think it was an amazing showing of all that is good and humanity. So it was just a lot of, you know, great things to see while I was there.
Yes. Well, for anyone who does not know, World Central Kitchen and its founder, Chef Jose Andres, have quickly become known as the first responder in terms of providing food and meals in times of disaster, from hurricanes in Haiti and Puerto Rico and Houston to fires in California, earthquakes in Turkey, as we're talking about, in the Ukraine with the Russian invasion on the ground, in all of those places and more since 2010. So, Ada Ruth, any inkling of an idea while you were a student in human sciences that you would be a part of this remarkable team one day?
I couldn't have even dreamt it up if I had tried. It's so amazing to see the journey. And I never, ever, ever thought I would be working in emergency response work and humanitarian aid. A lot of my focus, for those who don't know, a lot of my background in student leadership at Auburn was related to chronic and long-term food insecurity. And now I'm working in a position where a lot of it's a lot more acute and emergency response based. So never thought I would be doing this work, but man, what a blessing it is. You know, while it's so important to be focused on the chronic side, I think there's such a power to the acute side. Because like I mentioned, a plate of food when things are the worst that they've ever been in your life is just such a sense of comfort and dignity and people just truly taking care of you and making sure that your needs are met. And there's so much power in that. And to be a part of that is absolutely amazing. So no, I never thought that I would be here, but I'm so glad that, you know, my things didn't go according to plan and this is where we ended up.
Exactly. You know, we have a lot of students of today that will say to us, we would love to hear from some of our graduates, the alumni of human sciences, who perhaps took a non-traditional route. I wouldn't totally call what you're doing being that, Ada Ruth, because like we said, all of your background has intersected in a beautiful way. How would you see global studies perhaps broadening your window to the world, or would you say it did that? And you also, you worked with the Hunger Solutions Institute. So you were looking at hunger and you were studying different cultures all around the world while you were here. And that has to really give you a strong foundation for what you're doing today.
Absolutely. I have seen so much of my education and my experiences at Auburn manifest themselves into beautiful ways and skills that I've been able to translate to my work, especially as I've been traveling more and experiencing different countries and cultures and working with people all around the world, like in Ukraine, like in Syria, like in Turkey. Just the skills gained in terms of, you know, wanting to be a great global citizen, wanting to be respectful of folks' cultures and knowing how to engage and ask the right questions has been such a gift to me in the work that I've been doing. And just knowing folks in this industry and having been exposed to so many different career paths was such an eye-opener during my time in global studies. Like I said, never thought I would end up in humanitarian aid work, because I would hear about this stuff that they would go through and I'd be like, oh my goodness, that is rough. But now I'm doing it and I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. So I'm so thankful for that exposure and the experiences that I had that, you know, ultimately ended up leading me to this opportunity.
Yes. Well, Ada Ruth is no stranger to accepting new challenges and to the pivot and adjusting. Many of you know her name as she made history at Auburn University, becoming the first Black female to be elected president of the Student Government Association, taking office right as COVID changed many things. Ada Ruth, that was a tough and yet eye-opening time of leadership for you. Do you see now how that time and that role helped prepare you for today?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I like to tell people now, reflecting back on that work, that was me dipping my toe into the world of crisis response.
Mm-hmm. True. That's true.
Mm-hmm. It so perfectly prepared me to be quick on my feet, to adjust to new circumstances, recognizing that every day is not going to be the same and every day comes with new challenges. But more importantly, I think it prepared me to work alongside people rather than work for people. Mm-hmm. You know, given that time, we really heavily relied on student feedback and what students were experiencing and, you know, how we could, you know, make responses and advocate to, you know, the campus administration on how to make the student experience better while we're dealing with this global pandemic. And so we got to work alongside a lot of folks and with a lot of folks and hold folks' hand instead of, you know, making decisions on behalf of people. And that's exactly what we do at World Central Kitchen. Our model is to try to empower communities to help themselves and work alongside the local community and our local partners to come up with creative solutions. And so I got a trial run of that as SJ president and now get to do that in my day to day. So that leadership experience, that opportunity, you know, the ability to be able to bring people together from all across campus and now how that translates to my work has just been, you know, such a beautiful blend of all of my experiences to lead me here.
Yes, all coming together. So let's bring it back to the students of today. What is your advice to those in the College of Human Sciences on the verge of graduating, not far now in the spring semester? And you know what they're thinking? Will I find a job? Am I even doing what I'm supposed to be doing in this life? And also, speak to the new graduates too, Ada Ruth, who might still be in a season of wondering, when will I find the job that I love?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough spot to be in, yes, having been somebody that was so recently there. And, you know, what I would say is lean on your experiences that you've had in global studies. It will take you so much further than you ever imagined. I never thought, you know, the things that I would learn in the classroom would translate so well to what I'm actually doing in the field, in my work. And also just be open to all kinds of new opportunities. I think there's so much pressure, you know, especially for young people today to know exactly what they want to do and go about that career path and just stick to that. But people adapt and change all the time. Right. And as you go into different fields, try a different position, do something totally different, you're going to learn so many skills along the way that will transfer to whatever you go into next. I never anticipated, you know, how much me being in culinary school and all the experiences that I had in the kitchen would translate so well to now how I understand data as we get it back in our work with World Central Kitchen. And so every experience that you have is an opportunity to learn and an opportunity to develop skills that will carry you into the next thing. And last thing I would say is just, you know, it's a lot easier said than done, but don't stress out about it too much. You're going to find a position. It's going to fit like a glove. I spent probably 3 or 4 months trying to find a job after I graduated culinary school. And I was so stressed and upset and I'm never going to find anything. And then I just found the absolute perfect fit at World Central Kitchen. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. It will work out. And we have such an amazing team at the College of Human Sciences to support if you ever need it, because they certainly have been a support for me.
Right. Well, we love to ask our graduates, okay, you're not right here as a student at Auburn University any longer, favorite place to eat when you're here at Auburn University and your favorite spot on campus?
Ooh, that's a great question. Oh goodness, how do I pick? I'm so partial. I've had so many great memories here. Amsterdam Cafe is one of my favorite spots at Auburn. Every time I had a birthday or celebrating something for a friend or going out to eat for my graduation, that was always a spot. So
your go-to spot, yes.
Oh yeah, love Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. I've been there many, many times. And if you've had the food truck on campus, you understand the hype.
So true.
And then my favorite spot on campus is probably the Eagle's Nest. I was a student recruiter during my time at Auburn. And so got to take families up there to go on tours. And man, the view of campus is just spectacular. And you get to see all the great things that make up Auburn. And it was one of my favorite things I got to do. So definitely Eagle's Nest.
That is great to hear. Well, Ada Ruth, always a joy to talk with you. Inspiring too. I want everybody to know Ada Ruth was my very first interview on In the Halls of Spital. That's a video cast that we do to show the great work underway in the College of Human Sciences. And the first one we did was with you, Ada Ruth, summer of 2020, very early summer. World was reeling with COVID and racial injustice. And you and I had a moment to really have an honest conversation. And I just knew immediately you were bound for great things. So you keep living into the mission statement of human sciences. And of course, that's improving quality of life and changing the world. Just thank you for taking the time, Ada Ruth, to catch up with us.
Well, thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And to all who have taken the time to listen to the How Very Human Sciences podcast, thank you. And check out the College of Human Sciences at Auburn University at the website HumeSci. That's humsci.auburn.edu. One more time, humsci.auburn.edu. Until next time, take care and War Eagle.